Chapter 15, Mishnah 10, on a gaiba mace for a gaiba kalim. If someone touched a corpse and touched utensils, hama'ahil ala mace, or he was overshadowed a corpse for a gaiba kalim and he touched utensils, t'man. So the utensils would be impure with 7-day impurity in both of those cases. But ma'ahil ala mace ma'ahil ala kalim, if he overshadowed a corpse and overshadowed utensils, Hanogayev mace, or he touched the corpse, umahil ala kalim, and overshadowed the utensils, tohurim. In these cases, they would be pure. The utensils would be pure. Im yesh beyado pesach tefach, unless his hand is at least a tefach size, right? His palm, he's got a big palm, the palm of his hand, is at least the palm of his hand is a tefach size, because in that case, t'man, they would be impure. That would be, so if his palm of his hand is at least a tefach saz, then we look at it as like a tent. So if he's like got his hand over the corpse and his hand over the utensil, so then it would, you know, convey impurity. But if not, if his hand's smaller than that, no, it's not like a tent. And a similar, a kind of related case, shnei batim ubahen kishnei chatzei zaisim. If there are two houses and the doorways face each other, and inside the house are two half kazas, there's half a kazas in that house and half a kazas in that house. Pashat et shta yadav lahem, and he puts his hand into each house. He stands there like this with his hands in the house. Im yesh biyadav pesach tefach, if his hands are at least, the palms of his hands are at least a tefach in size, maybe esatuma, then he will convey impurity. He'll like join the two houses together, and those two half kazas will join together and convey impurity to both houses. But if not, if his hands are smaller than that, it won't convey impurity to the two houses, and they would remain pure.